Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We've got to have an economic recovery.
We are hoping for the override to go through.
There's really nobody left in City Hall to cut.
Occasionally this spring, we're checking in with a few communities across the state to see the effects of shrinking state and municipal budgets. We're calling the series Towns in Trouble. Today, a report from Gardner, a city once famous for chairmaking but now arguably famous for swimmers. The Gardner High School women's swim team has won 16 out of the last 17 state championships. But they train at a deteriorating public pool, and declining budgets are threatening not just the pool, but the schools as well. WBUR's David Boeri has today's report.
It's 5 in the morning in Gardner, and the coach of the Greenwood Memorial Swim Club orders 5 minutes of flutter kicking. His young teenage swimmers are wearing snorkels so they can concentrate on proper form. Backstroke, fly, freestyle, they push through 7,000 yards of water drills. And this is their light workout. This afternoon, they'll do 9,000 yards, then go to the gym and lift weights. Don Lemieux is the longtime coach of both the swim club and the Gardner High School swim team.
We have our motto here every day in our practices. Race like you're number one, but train like you're number two.
Some of these kids are state champions in their events. Some are national champions. To train with Lemieux, some come from out of town, but most of these kids go to Gardner High, where the team, like the coach and the pool itself, are legends. As sunrise streams through the glass half of the gabled roof, it lights the banners that hang from the rafters like Celtic banners at the old Boston Garden.
How great is that to be looking at a banner that says state champions, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98.
We're missing a year, though.
He cuts me off before I count all 15 years in a row of Gardner winning the girls' championship. Missing from the banner is this year's state championship, the 16th, which the team won in February after coming in only second in 2009. The record setters, the championships, and even its 2008 Olympic gold medalist are what keep Gardner on the map now that its furniture mills are gone. Though the Chair City no longer makes chairs, it's still making champions.
Because I think that no matter what, it's more important that you have something besides police, fire, and schools. You can't have a city or a town when you have police department, the fire department, and schools. And there's nothing else. You know, I think you've got to figure out, you know, what you can do for children. There's got to be something for those kids, and also something that you can hang your hat on and be proud of.
For the intense coach, swimming is one of those hats, all the bigger for the success achieved in an undersized and ancient pool. The superintendent of schools, Carol Daring, who's swimming upstream against a current of bad budgets, knows the value of what the small team has done.
People wouldn't believe it. Little Gardner, Massachusetts, but it's sheer will, sheer determination, excellent coaching, and those girls go on to great schools with great scholarships.
But after the swimmers finish their workout and head to school this morning, Superintendent Daring will be following them to give bad news to some of Gardner's teachers.
I want people to know face-to-face that their positions are being considered for elimination. And people need to plan their lives, quite honestly.
About 37 people need to start planning the rest of their lives according to the budget the school committee is preparing for the coming year. Facing a huge shortfall, Superintendent Daring and the school committee have to cut 10% of Gardner's teachers, administrators, counselors, and other staffers.
Get it, catch it, hold it, power phase. That's all it is.
City finances are drying up, and there have been no rainmakers in Gardner for a long time who can do what Don Lemieux has done for swimming in this, the oldest municipal pool in the country.
Was this state-of-the-art when it was built? Do you have any idea?
I wasn't around in 1914. It's actually called the Greenwood Memorial Bathhouse.
The Greenwood family, who had made its fortune in furniture making, built it and gave it to Gardner as a gift.
Everyone could learn how to swim. They thought it was very important that everybody learn how to swim.
And that people with no plumbing have a place to shower and bathe after working in the mills. From its beginning, the pool meant opportunity. It came with only one condition from the Greenwood family.
To the city of Gardner, we will give you this gift if you will take care of it and maintain it. The selectmen voted in at a meeting that, we'll accept the gift. Thank you very much, and we'll take care of it for you. Obviously, that hasn't happened.
Note how he laughs at obviously. The architecture is grand. But if the design was Greek, the decline has been Roman. Beams, posts, and girders rust in luxuriance. Roof boards are rotting, and the pool screams energy pig. As pool superintendent, Lemieux scrubs, plumbs, checks the chemistry, cleans, and coaches at all hours.
We used to have a full-time lifeguard. That position got taken away. Then I had a full-time janitor. That got taken away. And then I had a full-time clerk. That got taken away. So I am the only full-time person in the pool.
By mid-afternoon, swimmers from 5 to 16 fill the pool, and their parents sit up in the hallowed balcony, like Marjorie Germagian.
I think it's the unsung hero of Gardner. They've lost a lot of the things that used to make Gardner great. Since they've lost that, I think this is that one thing that they can still hold on to say there's something good in Gardner.
It used to be that if you were a kid and you could swim, people from other towns knew you came from Gardner. But a city that can't fund its schools isn't likely to fund its pools either. And the mayor, who learned to swim here like everyone else, says he can't in good conscience spend money to fix up a pool, and certainly not an antiquated pool, while teachers are getting laid off. For now, the swimmers keep on winning. For WBUR, I'm David Boyer.